Now, you need to be able to see what I've got in my hands. So...
Money.
Yeah, I know. You would think I was flush. All these poor students. It's got to keep me going for the rest of the month. Right, I have 2 £5 notes. I know, two. One is all crumpled and wrinkly and old and tatty.
So one is all nice.
And it's Bank of England. It's okay, it's okay. We like the English, they're nice. And the other one is very crisp, practically brand new. It's never been used, I don't think.
No, because it's still there.
Because it's still there, yes. I haven't spent it yet. But, and on each one, there is a code. Now, it's not very easy to see, but see there. There's a code. There's a number.
Five.
Not the five, it's the big long number. And that, the Bank of Scotland's got it as well. It's a big long number. Now, each £5 note, or £10 note, or whatever note you happen to have in your pocket, purse, is unique. So each one of these, although it looks the same, although they're both worth £5, you're unique. One's from Scotland, one's from England. One's brand new and fresh, like all of you, and one's all old and wrinkly. Take that as you will. But it doesn't matter because and you've got some money as well. Excellent. Cool. But they're both worth exactly the same. If I went into a shop and something was £4.99, I could spend the old crumply one. And I'd get some change. Not much, but I'd get some change. I could spend the brand new one. They don't care. They're both worth exactly the same.
I know what cash is.
You know what cash is?
A penny.
A penny? Well, I've... Could you listen to him? Just give me a second. Cool. But it's the same with God. It doesn't matter whether we're young or old, whether we're well off, or whether we're a bit wrinkly. God loves us all equally because we're all valued exactly the same in God's eyes. So we should try to treat everybody exactly the same. And I know it's not difficult and not easy, but we should always try to see that God loves other people, even people that we don't like at school or people that are enemies. God loves them even if we find it difficult to love them. God our Father, we are so sorry that sometimes we become so engrossed with ourselves and our worldly matters. We do not give time to consider why you made us, who we are, and why you placed us where we are. We sometimes feel that our affairs are too trivial to bring before you. We believe we can manage life by ourselves. Yet we realise that we are part of your kingdom, that you created us and have a purpose for each one of us. Forgive our self-centeredness and give us a wider vision so that in you we may find our true selves and the reason for our being. Father, we pray for your church throughout the world, that it may share to the full the work of your Son, proclaiming your goodness, revealing your love, reconciling us to one another. May we and all Christians live to love and respect each other, just as you so graciously love us. God, we thank you for all the benefits you have bestowed upon us, for the things we all share, the air we breathe, the world of nature. We thank you for Jesus Christ, the sure foundation of our faith, who lived and died and rose again to bring us eternal life. We thank you for the work of your Holy Spirit, dwelling within us, the giver of life, enabling us to worship and serve you. We thank you for our bodies and our common humanity, and for the special abilities which you have given each and every one of us. Help us to use them in the full, in the service of all we encounter, and our work, our play, our rest, to spread your love and good news throughout the whole world. Amen.